RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the show in. Till then is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof I'm a lie about a mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Leroy!
What's up, what's up? It's a Friday, basically.
Basically? Well, for you.
Well, game is tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look. Vlad, I hate big spreads, but I don't see Ohio State being that much better than Miami. I really don't. And it has nothing to do with me being down here in Miami. It just, like, after seeing what Indiana did to Ohio State and knowing that Miami has a better D-line than Indiana, although Indiana's D-line is pretty formidable, I'm having a hard time believing that they, in a couple of weeks, gonna all of a sudden be able to crank it up for a better D-line. You know what I mean? That I'm struggling with that.
Reuben Bain Jr.
Well, what about Mezidor?
Hakeem Mezidor. Also
and, good. And while we sitting here, everybody talking about Bain. Mezidor holding his own on the other side.
Now, absolutely.
Is that because if you have somebody on the opposite side of a star, then you get to eat too.
Well.
But I've seen him make plays.
They remind me of Freeney and Mathis.
Yes.
From Indianapolis.
Ooh. Yes. But you know what's crazy?
Ooh.
They are, but Vlad, they are bigger than you think they are.
No, and faster and stronger.
Right. I think that's the thing that caught me off guard is that, you know, the two guys you're talking about were 260. These guys are pushing 300 and moving like that. So, you know, I don't know how's that. The other thing is how's Ohio State going to stop the run?
I don't see it.
How are they going to stop baby Jesus?
Right.
Nino Jesus. Yeah, how are they going to stop him?
Because
he wants to make up. He made up for the fumble.
Yeah.
But he really wants to make up. Now he gets another chance in a bigger stage. Yeah. And he wants to show he's probably the best receiver on the field.
Here's the one thing that, like, when I look at games and I try to figure out how they're going to play out, I look at the two teams just separately and say strength versus strength, strength versus weakness, or what have you. Now, I would say this. Ohio State's strength of those two wide receivers. That's Miami's weakness.
You're good.
However, what throws it off is the pass rush. Because if I have a great pass rush, I don't need to have an excellent secondary. We've seen throughout the history of football at every level that that pass rush is what wins the game, not the dominant secondary. So I get confused just even with my own thinking how that portion of the game is going to play out.
You sure this isn't your Michigan Wolverine kind of, you know?
No, because because I can do one thing that most fans can't.
What's that?
I can be honest objective? About the situation. I can be objective.
Boo.
Boo. I know. I mean, but
look
but
where he gets
do,
it from.
Do you want fan based analysis, or you do you want to know the real about what your team's chances are?
Well, Leroy, that's why it's the Tobin and Leroy show.
Yeah,
because we got a Carl Barker.
You got you got PT Barnum and Tobin. Okay, who just wants everything to go the way that he wants it?
He said it best,
and
Chris.
And think about this. As much as I am annoyed and have been annoyed with all the things that I've told you leading up to the playoff of how fans and Tobin have handled the information I gave you, right? I've still, to this day, right now, have been honest about what I think about the game and what Miami's chances are. But I don't. You think I care if people don't like me or what I have to say about their local team? No, I'm going to be honest about it. I have a hard time believing that Ohio State is a 9.5-point
favorite,
better team than Miami. With what Miami does on the defensive side and the offensive side of the line of scrimmage.
Is that, is that the highest spread out of all the four games?
Man, it's gotta be 9.5 is crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy work.
Indiana, Indiana's favored by 7 over Alabama.
But still, I'm saying.
Right. They're the number one team.
Yeah, I can.
Right. That's the highest.
I could understand that, but Ohio State and Miami, 9.5, that to be the highest?
Right. That's crazy, right?
It's disrespect.
It's not even like. And keep in mind, the people that make these odds don't care about the two teams, they want action. So. For everybody to say the spread is disrespecting one team or another, it really isn't. They want action. That's it. That's all they want. They don't care about who's playing. It could be the Turtles versus the Ducks. They don't care. They want action. So for everybody to say, look at the spread, that's disrespectful, they don't care.
Ducks favored by 13.
Well, hold on. Do these Turtles – let's think about this, though. Hold on. I was thinking about this.
Ducks favorite by 13.
Odds on my imaginary football.
Come on, Turtles are slow. Okay, but think about it. Great defense. Great defense, but they're slow.
You're not weighing.
Yeah, but Ducks got to stop to poop all the time.
Poop under your competition.
Do these Turtles have bandanas?
No,
that is what I need to know.
They don't love pizza.
Okay, well then these are normal Turtles.
And they don't know Nick. And they don't know.
Have they been living in a
coach is not a rat.
Yeah, okay. underneath the New York sewer system.
Right, that's not their field.
Okay, no. No, bandanas, no deal.
Now, here's the wild card. I'm going to say it. Everybody understands what I'm getting ready to say.
Uh-oh.
For 2 years, Ohio State been wanting to fire their coach for his decisions, and we've complained about Mario slow rolling the starts of these games. If Ohio State gets out to a lead, Miami has not shown that they can crank it up and score big points and kind of, you know, go back and forth with the team. Mario wants to control the line of scrimmage and then dominate you in the fourth quarter. What happens if that he has to deviate from that plan?
But all right.
That's the question.
But I'm going to go by what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And when Ohio State had to go against comparable competition or maybe competition even out, that was Texas. They didn't blow them out. That was a struggle.
Right.
And Arch played terrible, and Arch still had a chance to come back and win. And Indiana in the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
That was a struggle.
But again, I said both sides. I didn't just say Mario.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
No, but just back further in your point about the line being 9 or being such a big spread.
Right.
And then the fact that, but you're also saying that Ohio State, you haven't seen from Miami the ability if they are down big early for them to come back. But
Neither have I seen Ohio State pull away from a team.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Now, here's the kicker. And here's what I would say that would lead me to think Miami could win this game. And that is, Julian Sain has never had, every time he's had substantial heat on him, he has not played like everybody talking about him winning the Heisman. Like, you can look on the other side and look at Mendoza. In them tight games, dude has made Heisman plays. Okay, so if the game, if Indiana plays a tight game, you're going to look at your quarterback, your Heisman Trophy winner, and say, he can make us a play. Can we say that about Julian Sain? Or
can you say that
can
about
we say
Carson
that about
Beck?
Beck?
Yeah.
So, it now, again, I will say this. I trust Miami's run game more than I trust Ohio State's. And so, when you look at the two teams, I've checked a lot of boxes that I feel more comfortable saying Miami than Ohio State. And it ain't got nothing to do with me hating Ohio State. Although that, you know, does play. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it real.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to keep it real.
The suck like, eyes.
Look. It.
Trick Daddy would say that.
It's gonna be an interesting game. It should be a hell of a game based on just where Miami is right now, where Ohio State has been. Some would say, and some have said, Ohio State has the best talent in the playoff of the teams that are left. But that don't win games. And so that don't mean nothing to me. That don't mean nothing to me. If I break it down and go position by position by position, you know, you could have a first-round pick at right tackle, but if the other four guys are ducks, then they're going to get abused. And so that first-round right tackle or first-round left tackle can only block one guy. So I have more faith in Miami's pass rush and their run game. I have more faith and here's the other thing. Malachi does a little bit of everything. They try to do a lot of things with their wide receivers, but they don't have that thing that Malachi has. You know what I mean? That explosiveness all over the field. They're excellent receivers, but I don't see them doing a lot of the things that Malachi has done. So it'll be an interesting game. I think Miami has a chance. The point spread is going to throw people off. But if you just watch the way these guys have played, watch what they've done against formidable talent, I would say we talked about Texas A&M like we have never seen a D-line or a D-lineman like we've ever seen, and we've been watching it all year. So don't come here with that, right? They talk about Texas A&M. Oh, what about Texas A&M run game? What about their running quarterback? Sacked 7 times. So my last vision of both of these teams, Miami is heading in a place that Ohio State is not. And sometimes that confidence, and a lot of people say, you playing more recent than the other team and having that confidence sometimes helps you in situations like this, in games like this.
En Niño Jesús, we pray.
Tony la trae por la 30, trata de salir corriendo por la derecha. Se quitó uno, se quitó dos, se quitó tres. Sigue Malaki Tony por la derecha, se escapó Tony por la 50. Tony haciendo magia, Tony tratando de girar y llegó hasta la 40. Excelente retorno de Malaki Tony, el Niño Jesús Malaki, que parece hacerlo todo, señoras y señores. Baby Jesus in the house.
Baby Jesus
in the house.
Baby Jesus
in the house.
In the house.
Hey, I don't understand how he got everything right and he called him Malaki. They don't have a
Malaki.
You know how they give you the little list of how to pronounce everybody's names.
Doing his best.
my
Malaki is funny.
Malaki.
Baby Jesus in the house.
Hey, I tell you what. If you watch anything with Spanish announcers, you can't tell what the hell's going on because everything is so damn exciting. You know what I mean? It is crazy.
What are some other things that I wish I had like Spanish announcers for that would make it more exciting?
I did it one time. I did it one time when I watched the Pinks and it was on the Spanish station.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the energy does not match what's going on my TV.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that clip I just played.
You know, when they do the Super Bowl, and they do the Super Bowl in a lot of different languages, and they play the, that's cool too.
We got an action-packed show for you guys today, Leroy. I'm going to discuss the best moments of 2025 across the sports world. We're going to put together the comprehensive list for the best moments in South Florida sports throughout the 2025. Holy crap. In addition to that, we're going to play Bowl or No Bowl today, where we find out, is this a real bowl game or is this not a real bowl game?
Dude, I've seen some of the names of these bowls, and I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
They should have named it the Snoop Dogg Puff Puff Pass Bowl.
Yeah, Snoop had his own bowl. That was fun.
Snoop had his own bowl.
He fielded a kickoff. That was cool.
Hey, how'd you guys feel about the halftime for Snoop?
You
hated it?
I saw Bocelli, and it really looked like they just kind of were, they just jumbled in their pocket.
It was posh. Yeah, it was
who
just.
Who were we going to miss?
They were just.
I kind of like when they include different genres in one halftime show.
Yeah, but make it make sense.
Huh?
Make it make sense.
I agree.
Snoop and Bocelli don't make sense. Snoop, the thing is everybody else looked comfortable. Snoop kind of looked lost, right? Once he did his thing. And went to the other guys, like, he's like, okay, I can't crip walk. I can't, like, I'm going to just stay here.
It's a Crip-mas.
You know.
Yeah.
Merry Crip-mas.
But he was wearing a lot of red. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lainey Wilson there, too. It's just like, who is the audience? Who are we really trying to?
I just think they just said, everyone? Let's touch them all.
It's a Netflix audience. Everybody watches Netflix.
Right. Yeah. They touched them all. They wanted to touch them all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me put together the next trio. I'm thinking we can do
Art Gotsavi.
No, the hologram of Tupac.
Okay.
I'm thinking we can do Mark Anthony and Baby Shark. Why not?
No. Baby Shark.
Yeah. Let's do those three. Why not? Because if we can do whatever we want, we're trying to touch them all, right? There's a kid audience that
incorporated. They had some big stars now.
Baby Shark.
Why does Michelle and his son sound identical?
Yeah, and that was great. That was great to see. It was a good father-son moment on a holiday. Love that. Keep it away from my football.
Really?
Yeah, you know who we should have had?
I wasn't that, like... Just turned off the club.
Come on, imagine that. Lil Jon should have did the halftime show. Is Pastor Troy available? What is he doing nowadays?
He probably has a service. It's Christmas.
Look, I would have taken Kirk Franklin.
No, they do it on Christmas Eve, dog. Come on.
Come on.
12 o'clock.
Play some Kirk Franklin. 12
o'clock, midnight mass.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you 15 minutes of Heat, your record-breaking Miami Heat yesterday, which is great because I was cutting highlights. Way to go, Heat. Love ya.
Are they one because you worked?
Listen, I don't want to say it, but I am 10-2 on the season.
Really?
Come on. Mm. And this is the first time we beat in Denver in I don't know how long. So we will discuss that and the historic moments from yesterday's Heat game. We got that and much more on the Toman and Leroy Show.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Got 15 minutes of Heat for ya.
Big win.
Big win.
Unfortunate what happened to Joker because he was on one.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think by halftime he was close to Joker.
He was about to put up some crazy numbers on that.
Look, he damn near had a triple-double in the first damn quarter.
Yeah.
And he just took over. He's like, oh, okay, I'll let y'all do y'all thing. And I mean, every play is the right play. I mean, he knows when to be strong at the rim. He knows when to shoot the three. He knows when to dish it.
He caught an alley-oop.
Right, like,
Jokic caught an alley. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, he does have a little bit of hops.
Yeah. I think the stat that I heard yesterday on the broadcast was, in Shaquille O'Neal's best season, he averaged 29.7. Right now, Jokic is averaging 29.6 after yesterday's 21-point performance before injury. In Karl Malone's best season, he averaged 11.5 rebounds or something like that, and I think Joker's at 12.2. In Jason Kidd's best season, he averaged 10.5 assists, and Joker's averaging 11 assists right now. And in Kareem's best season, his field goal percentage was somewhere around 66%. And before yesterday, Joker was tied with that. So right now we have...
And Kareem didn't shoot no damn threes.
Exactly. Right. And I'm sure
he had the skyhook.
Yeah, which is it's to this day the most undefensible shot in basketball.
I don't know, guys. Wemby's going to find something for that.
Dude. Like,
I don't know.
And he didn't just shoot that sky hook. He was a little bit outside the paint. He shot the sky hook on the baseline. He, man, that sky hook, he was going to get the shot off.
It was cute for the time.
Cute.
Yeah, it was cute for the time.
Dude, that was the equivalent to the tush push.
Yeah. Well, yes, because it seemed unstoppable. And eventually that ball gets stripped and you realize you can't do that anymore.
No, the only thing that stopped the sky hook was age.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm telling you, Wemby would have found something for that. I had the opportunity of being up close and personal for the Miami Heat victory yesterday. And by the way, this 15 minutes of Heat is brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. And the Miami Heat set a franchise record yesterday, Leroy. Two franchise records, actually.
I would guess most threes in a half.
Most points in a half.
Most points in a half, 84.
Yeah. Yeah, they had 47 points in the third quarter, and they followed that up with a 37-point fourth quarter, highest scoring second half in franchise history, and as a result, they scored a season-high 147 points yesterday. Anytime the Miami Heat get over 130, usually they're on
the way. No, they that wasn't the highest point. Didn't they score 150 earlier in the year?
I'll double check right now. It says their season high is 147, but
unless they did it 147 twice.
I know yesterday.
I thought they had, or was that? It might have been. No, it was this year.
No, the season high was yesterday, 147 points. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what other game they did in that, but anyway. Not only that, it was the first time the Miami Heat have beaten the Denver Nuggets at home since Wayne Ellington led the team to a victory, who is now on the coaching staff. James Johnson led the team in points that game. Do you know what year that was, the last time the Miami Heat beat the Denver Nuggets at home?
Wayne Ellington
and James Johnson. That's after LeBron. That's after the big three.
2014?
2015.
Ooh, okay. Right in the middle.
Yes.
15?
Look.
10 years?
You know what's crazy? I heard the announcer say, I don't want Jokic to be hurt, but I don't feel sorry for this trip they got to take because they got a 2-week road trip. Because nobody says nothing when the Miami Heat go out west for 2 weeks.
Yeah, they won't have a home game, I believe, until January 9th. Yeah, so that's that is rough.
Ooh, the Nuggets on a, 2-week road trip?
Yeah.
Damn, where they spending New Year's?
They got a game on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, where?
They got a game tomorrow.
Is it in Atlanta?
Because
if it's in Atlanta.
I think if we talked about it, it's in Atlanta.
If it's in, no, we talked Minnesota. Atlanta? No, Minnesota's
we
playing.
We talking about Minnesota.
Yeah.
The Nuggets play tomorrow against the Raptors.
Oh, Toronto's dope. That's a nice place to celebrate New Year's.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Yes, it is. Yeah, Toronto's one of the dopest cities in the world, bro.
All right. Well, good for them.
Very, very expensive.
Oh, happy birthday, El Tigre and LeBron. Today's their birthday.
Come on, bro. That's the next segment, bro. Can't wish happy birthdays. We got a new date today. Who's El Tigre?
Tiger
Woods.
Right. Doesn't it sound like it could be like a Spanish artist, though?
No. You say Tiger in any language, and everybody knows Tiger Woods.
All right.
Except for you.
It doesn't sound like it could be a Dominican rap star.
No.
All right.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Dominican rap star.
I'm telling you, he has a song with, I'm sure El Tigre has a song with Bad Bunny. I'm positive. Yeah. But yesterday, a solid performance. Obviously, Norman Powell, who has been leading the way for the Miami Heat, had a strong performance yesterday with 25 points. But the Miami Heat had a lot of double-digit scores yesterday, including an amazing contribution from the bench. 20 points by Jaime Jaquez, who is making his campaign for Sixth Man of the Year. And fresh off of injury, our boy Niko Jovic had a solid game.
All of a sudden, he can shoot better now.
All of a sudden, he can shoot better. And, you know, the first game that I produced of this stretch that I've been doing 3 games ago, he had, I think he was like 1 for 10 or something like that. But his plus minus was good. And they were giving him credit for not giving up on his shot and taking all the right shots. And hearing him after the game and hearing what Norman and Bam have been saying, apparently he's kind of switched his mindset since his injury, and referring, and maybe Leroy has experienced this as well, as opposed to viewing this sport as a hobby of his, he's now taking it, like he said, like a job. And that, you know, he has a job to do. He comes, he prepares like a professional, and he gets it done.
I would say the difference between a basketball player and what I did was I had to go in the game in certain situations. So it was a little more definitive whether you were doing your job or not, right? If they send me in on the 5-yard line and we don't score a touchdown, short yardage offense didn't succeed, right? Whereas in basketball, you're only, if you're shooting 40 to 50% doing 40-50% of your job as far as making shots, you're balling out. So it's a little bit different in that if it's 3rd and 1 and they send me in the game, you do it, you don't. It ain't, you know, it ain't, you know, keep shooting it, keep doing it. They're like, you don't do it a couple of times, they're gonna try somebody else. So the roles are a little more definitive. There in basketball, a guy could have a bad night but contribute in other ways. When it's 3rd and 1, ain't nobody saying, oh, he didn't get the 3rd and 1, but he contributed in other ways. They ain't saying that.
Yeah. He blocked well. What?
Right. No. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a little bit different, but I think you have to, in any sport that you play, all the preparation that you put into it, you got to be able to get your mindset, however you got to do it, and to know that I've put the work in. I shouldn't be worried about the results. And whether that's treating it more like a profession, some people say, I'm just out there having fun. You hear guys saying that.
Yeah, you hear
like, I'm just playing basketball and having fun with it. There's a lot of different ways to get your mind in the right frame of mind to just go out and play. So whatever he needed to do, whether he needed to say, oh, I got to be more professional. There's other guys that say, man, I got to stop being so serious. I put work in to do this. I'm just going out and playing basketball and having fun.
You got to give Keyshawn Johnson credit.
All that windmill?
Well, I mean, he only had 3 minutes, but yeah, he was gunning. Woo! Five hey. Shot attempts in 3 minutes.
That's right.
Hey. He was.
I like that.
Hey, you can see. Sometimes you see guys coming to the game. You can see it on their face.
You can see it. I'm like, damn, in 3 minutes? You got
the
5?
The ball get in my hands. I'm going.
I'm hot.
Khalil played very well again.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what? We done with this.
Yeah.
Okay? We done with the temperament that they have gone about this dude. This dude is a contributor.
Yeah.
A must play. And simple as that. And every time he's out there, a double-double is, and he's done it in the first half. He's done like a number of ways. He's damn near your best 3-point shooter. He's 3rd in the league in shoot 3-point shooting percentage. How is it? So it's time to stop looking at Khalil hoping he can come along and say, this dude is a pivotal part in the Heat's success. And we need to start treating him that way.
And you know who else has been balling?
Drew Smith?
No, don't say he's been balling, dude. There's no way he's been balling. He had 11 points yesterday.
Well, I wasn't going to say Drew Smith.
All right.
Not until after this person. But
Wiggins?
Yeah. Wiggins. Yeah. Boy, this was more you know your. What? Because I know you love Wiggy is Leroy's guy. You know that's one of Leroy's favorite players. So
somebody need to get at him to just be aggressive. You damn near unstoppable, dude. Stop playing with these people.
Yeah, that's what Norman was
saying. Like, he can score and shoot with the best or get to the rim. He does everything.
Plus 28.
He should not be sitting and standing in the corner while other people play basketball. He needs to be more aggressive. And soon as they get him into that mindset, this team is going to be much better.
Now, you are right. One, Andrew Wiggins did lead the way with a plus 28.
Come on.
You know who was second?
Nah, some guy.
You know who was tied for second?
Who's that?
Drew Smith.
Yeah, I mean, they put him at the most opportune times.
No, yeah, most opportune time.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we're up by a lot.
Dude, put this stop it, man.
That's what it is.
Your
bro.
Boy's been balling, man. He's a hater.
What is balling, though? That is
11 points.
That's not balling.
Four rebounds, two steals.
That's one of the worst stats.
A plus 24, plus minus of 24, plus 24.
That's not even a real stat.
And he shot two from four from the three.
Their guards and their wings are really good.
I'm saying a real stat line. 10 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds. That's your starting point guard right there. What does this guy have? 11 points. Did he even pass the ball? 1 assist? Oh, my God. This guy is ball hogging? That's what we have there?
I'm sorry. If you shoot 4 for 6 from the field, that's 66%. Yeah.
Okay, so this guy's Kobe Bryant all of a sudden.
Nobody said Kobe Bryant.
No, this guy's apparently he's Kobe Bryant because he's
Why are you going to the extreme?
Like, why are you going to the extreme of extreme?
Because he's got 1 assist. He doesn't pass the ball.
So?
When you 4 for 6, you don't pass it. You shoot
this guy's a ball hog, dude.
Why? Jaime Jaquez was running the point.
Yeah, now that
point
guy,
forward.
11
assists.
You know assists.
What? I like the
now,
fact
now
that
that's a
Drew
game
Smith,
right there.
But here's the crazy thing.
20 points, 11 assists.
Drew Smith and Davion Mitchell, they do their thing, and they get theirs when it's available, but they're not really looking. You know, their main goal or their main objective during the game is other things. Davion, though, why take him 7 seconds to shoot a three? He's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon up in there when you squat to shoot the ball. I'm like, and he's short? Can't nobody get out there? I mean, you see, when he shoot a three and he get in the crouching position, I'm like, oh, goodness. Like, shoot it.
But whatever he needs to do, whatever the team needs, he does it, man.
Right. Yesterday, Same thing with Drew Smith. You got to have guys like that.
He was dishing, passing. You know,
setting the tone for the offense. You can't be who's old boy that played for the Celtics, the point guard.
Rondo.
Marcus Smart.
No,
Rondo
before him. Rondo. You can't be Rondo on the floor nowadays. You got to be the threat of scoring.
Rondo can score. That's the thing.
He can score, but up until they won that championship in L.A. and he made those threes, they were 5 feet off of him, daring him to shoot. You can't be that guy.
I would call that the Drew Smith.
No.
I'm telling you, he had the third least amount of points from yesterday. Like, that's really, there was a guy
that's
who
a good,
scored
That means
three.
You scored a lot of points if he had the third least amount. And it, yeah.
and
it
he had the set, and he was tied for second for the highest plus minus.
Because I'm telling you, they just put him in at good times.
They put him in for 21 minutes, buddy.
Yeah.
He's not playing 21 consecutive.
So basically, you say
that was after Joker
that,
was injured.
That Spo looked down on the bench and say, "Let's give Drew Smith some run. We doing good."
Yeah, exactly. He's like, "All right, Jaime is already balling. Everyone is kind of warm. I guess we'll like Pella Larson's kind of injured. He kind of twisted his ankle. Who's left?"
Well, I tell you what. Is there any more violent ankle twist than in basketball when somebody step on you when you step on an ankle or foot or something? Nasty, they just look violent.
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, you see the sneaker. You see the foot actually get rolled on.
Man, that's terrifying.
I mean, with you football players, you could see it, but, you know, you're on the grass or you got tape around your shoe and stuff like that.
Yeah, we got tape. Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, a lot of players aren't getting tape now.
Blasphemy.
You see them. They wear footies. Well, no, something has changed because... What happens is keep in mind when you use. Like I used to get taped. I used to get taped and spatted, but anytime you get your ankle stepped on, it just went right to your knee.
Yeah. I don't like that.
He play tomorrow?
They do not.
So that was the last win?
That was the last game of the year.
And they ended with a victory there, Leroy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Ended with
in
a
the season,
three in a row.
And we can use Marco's code.
That's right.
Oh, it's Papa John.
He wins.
I wish they had a game tonight, though, so I could tomorrow, get that on New Year's Eve.
Man, that'd be good. That'd be good.
I was looking at they played on the 23rd. I was like, come on, let me get that piece on Christmas Eve. And nope.
Yeah. No, but you can get some Huey Magoo's. Panthers play today against the Montreal Canadiens.
They won
after their victory last night.
Yeah, they won 5-3 behind two goals from Mr. Sam Reinhart.
20 goals in 9 consecutive seasons.
That's beautiful. Yep. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to celebrate the day today, other than El Tigre, who's coming out with an album with Bad Bunny, and LeBron James.
This is like GOAT birthday. This is like the birthday of the GOATs.
There's some interesting birthdays. Usually, sometimes I come here and I'm like, I don't really know this guy. I don't really know that guy. I got some names for you guys.
You think Phil Knight created these
birthdays?
I mean, Tiger and LeBron. That's two of his biggest guys.
That's
Nike.
That's pretty good. He did Jordan, and then he's like, okay. And then he did Tiger. He's like, I need another one of these.
Yeah.
Smart.
We'll create them on December 30th.
All right. Well, it's a GOAT's birthday, everyone. Keep it locked in right here to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Tobin and Leroy Show, live, Twitch, YouTube. Take a little trip and see. Says, if Marcos talks in Tobin's voice, I will keep watching. All right, let me do Tobin's voice.
Could be something, could be nothing.
Could be something. Dude.
Damage is done, my friend.
Dude.
Damage is done.
Nico. I texted yesterday because.
Yeah, what the hell? Dude, I can't even enjoy a damn basketball game anymore with these two guys going at it.
It's just I'm listening to the post game and Nico bouncing back from, a rough game a couple games ago, an injury, and having a good breakthrough. And this guy has the nerve to ask, how's the shooter sleeve? how's the shooter sleeve treating you? And Nico's like, I don't know. You like it? He's like, I do like it. And he's like, well, no. I'm going to keep wearing it then. And I'm like, so, what in the journalism is going on?
So, Marcos had, Nico, your shooter sleeve is so cute. Who gave this guy a credential? Shut up, frog boy.
Rude, by the way, might I add.
And then he responds, Jennifer would be jelly belly of my DMs right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I guess...
AJ Greer mentioned him.
AJ Greer. And I said, first of all, minus one for phrase jelly belly.
It's true. It's a good minus one.
Yeah.
Minus one.
Some things you're not allowed to do. I don't think.
And then...
Those are two words you can't say. As a grown man, you can't say belly, you can't say jelly.
We also have...
Well, you can't say jelly at all, or just jelly belly together.
No, you can't say jelly.
Jelly belly together.
I eat a peanut butter and jam.
No way. Yeah, minus one.
I eat a PB and jam.
Minus one.
As a grown man, you can't have jelly. You can't have a Christmas list. These are things that I went over. You can't. There's
Can I interest you in a Hall of Fame finalist?
Yes, please. Tell me the Hall of Fame finalist.
Well, all right. Yeah, Willie Anderson.
Yes.
Drew Brees. Jerry Evans, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Frank Gore. Frank Gore is an interesting one because
he should get in. He's the third leading.
The numbers, the numbers don't lie, but are they going to do it? His numbers, he played longer than anybody. Right?
Yeah.
So I think people don't realize how high he is on that list. I think he's third in all-time rushing. Torrey Holt.
Hopefully he gets in this year.
Luke Kuechly. Here's an interesting one.
Absolutely.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Eli Manning going to get in because of all the other stuff he does. If he was in the background, if he was in the background just living his life, I don't know if he'd get in right away.
I'll tell you a guy who should make it.
T-Sizzle?
Nope. He should. Darren Woodson.
Ah.
Adam Vinatieri?
Yeah.
I think Vinatieri should make it.
How about, here's one, Reggie Wayne.
I love him because he's a Cane. I think he's a very good receiver, but I'm okay pushing him off another year. I know he's pissed. I know he's
angry. How about Kevin Williams?
I would you know what? I agree with you with that, Marcos, because I'm like, I would put Torrey a little bit ahead of Reggie.
Yeah.
Like, Torrey should be in by now.
Yeah. Here's another one that'll probably get in. Jason Witten.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get it.
Yeah.
Because of the
Darren Woodson is up.
But Darren, yeah, that's like, there's guys like Darren Woodson and Torrey Holt that should already be in.
And then Marshall Yanda. I know who he is, but a lot of people have no idea who he is or who he played for.
It sounds familiar as one of those old school.
Is he O lineman?
No. He's an O lineman.
Yeah.
Play for Baltimore. So the Ravens. So you know it's recent.
Yeah. I thought it was older.
So Larry Fitzgerald is a lock.
Yeah.
Breeze is a lock.
Breeze is a lock. How many get in per?
Now here's a
How about Eli? Is Eli a lock?
I think so.
I think you can only vote for five and then they add up the numbers. So of this list, each voter can only vote for five guys.
So only five guys are going to make it.
I would say that Drew Brees is in.
Eli.
It
says Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitz are the three, I think, are automatic. Brees and Fitz are going to get in first ballot.
It says between four to eight.
Right, because I think you vote for five.
Heard.
The numbers, you have to get a certain amount.
Yeah.
A percentage.
Yeah, they do. Right.
How we feel about kicker?
I think if you're going to do kicker. Because
I think right now, and here's what's crazy about kicking. With the field goals that these guys are making nowadays, if you look at Adam Vinatieri's numbers, it doesn't quite do it justice because of what you're seeing on TV now.
His is quality,
whereas
though.
All the other guys, you can't say that about, right? Like, even Frank Gore. You can't say The numbers are the numbers. You get those numbers regardless. It wasn't, you know, the time doesn't matter. But when you play a position where the guys today are so much better at it, does that hurt your chances of getting in?
I think his quality.
I mean, guy made a 68-yard field goal. Yes. Adam Vinatieri, if I'm not mistaken, his longest not even close to 60.
No.
Yeah, but he has moments.
That's the thing.
Yeah, he has moments. He has right. But rings. But again.
I mean, that's what Eli has too. Rings. Eli has moments.
Yep.
But he's got a lot of yards.
He has moments. If you look at
Eli, he's got moments. But he's got two. He got two championships.
He's a 500 quarterback if you're looking at wins and losses, but he has the moments.
And
he's a Manning.
He's got two wins against one of the most dominant forces in football.
Right. He has those right. are moments. Moment. That's what yeah. I'm saying. Those, like
I got
he
you.
Has
I got
that's
you.
That is why if you look the staunch old school writers or voters, they'll probably look at his numbers and might be very leery in putting him in. But
do you go wins and losses or do you go yards?
I look at numbers. I look at your number. I look at your passing yards, your touchdowns,
right.
your interceptions. Right, and then I will right. include winning. And I mean obviously winning. Because that's what right. we're look, if you
How
win in the postseason. See, Luke is tough because Luke was putting up numbers and he was one of the best linebackers. He was one of the best at his position. He did retire early. Did he put Hall of Fame numbers? Yes.
Was it long enough?
But is it long enough for me to put him first ballot, like his first year?
Right.
I don't know because you got guys who've been, this is might be their sixth, seventh, eighth, like for Darren Whitson still to be at right. this stage.
He was a premier safety.
For a Super Bowl dominant team, a dynasty.
Correct.
And he was the good guy. Like you can go to him.
Right.
He wasn't in any trouble or anything.
But here's the deal. When you think about those championship teams,
you think about the
offense. How many players you go to before you say, oh yeah, Darren Woodson? Six? Because you're going that offensive line.
Forget the big three.
You're going Emmitt Smith.
Forget the big three. Going, yeah, forget the huh? triplets. Forget the triplets. Because you're always going to show Troy, playmaker, and Emmitt. You're going to say, this is before Deion, so don't even look.
Okay,
we're not going to include
Deion. You're going to go.
I'm going to go Charles Haley. I'm going to go Haley.
Haley, what about the D-line? I mean, the offensive line. They already got guys in.
Right, but I'm going to think, before I think of the old line, even you would put the whole line, but if I'm thinking about individual players, I would think Haley and then Darren Whitson, because Darren Whitson was an all-pro. He was the best right. at his position. And
yeah, when you're absolutely.
And when you're consistently one of the best in a position and you were winning and you were a factor in the winning, I'm going to look at that. And I'm going to look at everything that you do. And he's ripped, like, you don't hear nothing with Darren Whitson. Right. Not a thing.
Now, for Frank Gore, what makes it a Hall of Fame career to me is the fact that he was able to do it for so long at that position. A lot of people look at his numbers and then look at how many years he played and go to the Cal Ripken thing, you know, play forever. But to be able to play that long in that position in itself makes you elite. Now, and here's the thing. When you talk about, I think he's third in all-time rushing yards.
Yeah.
Right? He's third. Once you got guys below him that are in the Hall of Fame, then you have to put him in.
Frank's getting in. Just the question right. is he when? First ballot?
This is his first year?
Yeah, first year eligibility.
Okay.
We'll see if he can make the break. Speaking of break, we're way past hours. When we come back, it is the plain old second hour here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly.
Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.